Okay, so continue with our Rav Zorbasin Sukkah Shailas. Good Moed. Rav Zorbasin gets the following Shailah. Tinuk ha-kashur la'aviv ve'eno nirdam sha'aviv yishan b'sukkah. Basically, there's a boy that's a year and a half old, and his father, he always sleeps with his father. And what happened was, if his father sleeps in the sukkah in the courtyard, the boy's going to be up the entire night, and the mother won't be able to sleep, the boy won't be able to sleep, and it'll be very, very bad. So at the end of the day, is the father allowed to not to be mevater and sleeping in the sukkah, so the son will be able to sleep in in his house, or maybe is there an ability to bring the boy into the sukkah? Lo Zerbazin starts off saying, "Yitachen de pater kedin cholam misham shem apaturim in the sukkah." Maybe it could be that this boy is a din of the year and a half old kid is a din of a cholah. As the Shulchan Aruch writes him in Tafresh Men Sev Gimel. As someone who's a chola, and anyone who's helping the chola is potter from the sukkah. And here too, says Rav Zorbasin, the father is osik in the mitzvah of guarding over his child. Right? At the end of the day, Rav Zorbasin says that up until 2 years old, a tinok is considered a chola. A tinok is considered to be a chola under 2 years old, and therefore, maybe he would be potter from being in the sukkah. Rav Zorbasin then goes on, says, and quotes him his sefer Choshuga Chemin on Masecha Sukkah. If a tinuk is already allowed to sleep in the sukkah with the father, and then he says maybe that the tinuk is actually not able to. Why? Because eino yochel lishmar al gufnaki. We know that a year and a half child most likely is not able to hold himself back from leaving himself. He's able to keep a clean body. And therefore, Rav Zorbasin says also lo likanes a sukkah. It would be also for it to be able to bring in a tinuk of this age to sleep in the sukkah. Even if it doesn't have das, he doesn't know what he's doing. Mikom makom, lanu aser lachnis, will be aser to be able to bring in him. So first off, Rav Zorbasin says maybe the father's pater because the father has a chiyav to be able to help out the chola. Who's the chola? The chola is the kid, and we know from halacha and the Shulchan Aruch and other poskim that anyone who's a din of a under 2 years old is a din of a chola. Then Rav Zorbasin says maybe you want to say it, maybe to be able to bring the kid in, but Rav Zorbasin says no because the tino can't keep a clean body. Finally, Rav Zorbasin ends off quoting the Gemara in Sukkah that a katan is potter from the Sukkah. We know that the Mishnah says in Chavchas Manalaf in Sukkah, a mais of a yolda kalos shal shamay azakit. Once happened, the daughter of Shamai gave birth, and she had to stay in her bed. Upiches esem aziva, and Shamai removed the plasterwork of the roof over her bed. The sikech agav beamita b'shvil katan, and they placed chach above the bed for the sake of the minor, so for the sake of the katan. So Zorbasin wants to say, "Gamar banan lo savi da also the katan lishon b'suka, ela the savi to kemach imo paturim in the sukkah and a roy lechinoch." The end of the day, Zorbasin says that katanam are potter from the sukkah, as we saw from Shammai. At the end of the day, he basically got rid of the plastic of the roof over her bed, and they placed chach over there. The Gemara goes on and says that maybe you can't really bring this as a halacha, but we see from here that there's actually an inyan to be that katanam are also potter from the sukkah, and therefore they will not be able to go in. Rav Zorbasin then ends off saying, maybe there's actually no inyan, there's no iser of bringing a katan into the sukkah, and he quotes the Shalos Tshuvos Shuros Shai, Simen Kufchav Beis, that the Torah tells us, Teshu Kain Tidu, you should live like you live in your house. And if you usually live in your house with your child in your bed, then you shouldn't prevent yourself from bringing, you shouldn't prevent yourself from bringing your child into your sukkah, whether it be a year old or 2 years old. End of the day, Rav Zorbasin doesn't conclude with a specific psak, but he definitely says that the child is a din of a chola, and if he's not going to be able to sleep the entire night, then the father would be able to sleep with him inside, because he has a chiyav to take care of the chola, and he's spelled it from the sukkah. And also, it's not so pasher that if a child could keep a gufnaki inside the sukkah. Baruch Hashem, we should try to keep the mitzvah sukkah very, very carefully, and able to make sure that to be able to ask a shayla whenever we can. But at the end of the day, to be able to understand that every single minute we spend in the sukkah, we're spending it under a Kodesh Baruch Shechina. And we should be Be'ez Hashem to spend as much time as we can in our sukkahs and to get every mitzvah that we can, Be'ez Hashem Yisparach, a good moed, and a good yontif. Shkoyach.